Today, the price of oil is hovering around $29 a barrel. That means that in the past year and a half, the cost has dropped 70%. We've been reporting on how that's affecting the oil industry here in the U.S. in places such as Alaska and Oklahoma and Texas. And the deep dive for oil is rippling outside of the industry itself. In Houston, the housing market had been hot. Now it's taking a big hit. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us now. Jason, how are falling oil prices affecting the housing market in Houston?
Hi there, Lisa. Well, these lower prices that we're paying at the pump now are pumping people out of the housing market in some of these places. And in Houston, it's becoming a pretty serious situation for home sellers there. They're slashing their prices. They're offering all kinds of new incentives. And listen to this. Housing construction permits in areas of Houston have plunged 26% from a year ago. And now some of the big home sellers are offering huge incentives to get people to buy these homes that are sitting there on the market where they thought there was going to be so many, you know, that they thought this, that the boom would continue, would be ongoing indefinitely. Now the average single family home price is down about 7.5% from a year ago.
We should say that that there are other housing markets in the country that are also ailing. North Dakota, Colorado are hurting because of the low oil prices. In Houston, though, as you suggest, there had been a big boom. How strong was the Houston housing market prior to this dip?
Well, you know, it was doing very well. Prices for Houston homes rose 37% since 2011. Really, the first sign of trouble came over the summer, and that's when news about the deal with Iran, the nuclear accord, spurred concerns that the oil production coming out of Iran would create a supply glut. And then you had ConocoPhillips, a Houston-based oil and gas major employer, warning workers of layoffs. And that's when we led to the situation that's happened so rapidly in that housing market. And as you mentioned, it is not just – it's Houston. You know, these foreclosures are happening. You know, for the problems in other parts of the country where we're actually starting to see large numbers of foreclosures. You've got – actually in Texas itself, you've got foreclosures up – almost 16%, and it's even higher in some of the real oil-rich areas like Midland, Texas. The International Business Times reports that, you know, even though foreclosures in the U.S. have hit a 9-year low, you've got 36% increase in foreclosures in Oklahoma, and in North Dakota, 387% increase. Although that statistic's a little bit misleading because it's they still have the lowest rate of foreclosures in the country. You know, we're still talking to a fairly small number of houses when we're talking about North Dakota.
Sure. Well, there's one thing that puts this, I think, into graphic relief in the Houston area. ExxonMobil last year finished constructing this massive new 1,800-acre campus. This is in North Houston. There were a lot of luxury homes built alongside it. Do you know what that area is like now?
Well, that's right. You know, the home builders thought, oh, we're going to have all these executives, these oil executives, and there are a lot of them in that area moving into this suburban area outside of Houston, leaving their homes. And so they started building these multi-million-dollar homes. And you know what? The prices of those are really starting to drop. And there are a lot of homes that are sitting empty in this area. You know, they thought there were going to be around 10,000 workers that were going to be moving to this campus. We've spoke with one couple that is looking to buy a home there now, and they were able to negotiate $140,000 discount on a $1 million home in Woodlands. That's near this Exxon campus.
Thank you. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. Nice to speak with you.
Thanks, Lisa.